Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week we're talking about how God is a close God and he's not a distant God. And I shared in our Heartbeat how a friend of ours gave me an article that they found in a magazine that was 50 years old. So it's an article they've kept all these magazines. And they were flicking through this magazine. And all of a sudden they see this article about God, which is unusual because we don't often see articles about God in just an everyday
magazine.
Yeah, magazine. And so she photocopied it and brought it to me. And it says, How Remote Is Our God? That's the title of it. And it was interesting when reading it because it did talk about how many of us believe in God, but don't realize that God wants to be close to us.
Well, it's interesting when you use those words just before, how remote is our God? It made me think of a remote to a TV.
Control, yeah.
How we turn God off and on.
Mm.
And we can.
Yeah.
But God wants to be on in our lives all the time because he deserves it.
Mm.
He needs to be honored in that way. But when we love him and have a relationship with him, we want to have him on all the time too.
Mm, mm.
But it's so true. He's only remote, distant, when we've actually turned the remote off. Because he's still there.
Mm.
He only comes close when we actually turn the remote on.
On. Yeah, that's interesting. Because like I talked about how in this article it shares the scripture about Abraham. And it really talks about how God takes the initiative, how God might do the first, let's say, give a direction like he did to Abraham, hey, I want you to go here.
But we have to respond.
Yes, but it's up to us.
Yes or no.
To respond yes or no. And like the words of the article were accept or reject.
Yes.
And I suppose that's kind of similar to the remote control, off and on. Like, and that's why I asked in the Heartbeat for each of us, we can ask ourselves, have there been times where God said something to you, you felt like you should go in a certain direction and you've gone, nope, like turned it off, you know, because...
Didn't want to hear what was being said to you.
You know, because it's a big thing, it's scary.
Have to change.
How could I do it? Yeah, yeah, that's right. I have to make a change. None of us love that.
No.
And so, yeah, it really was a challenge to say, oh, okay, you know, yeah, I want you in my life, but am I allowing you to be? Because maybe I'm stopping him.
Well, that reminds me of in St. Augustine's conversion. Mm. He even shares about he recognized he had been living wrongly. He had been pushing God out of his life, rejecting what his mother had been sharing with him all these years. Mm. And then he came to terms with, no, I need God in my life. But then he you know, with I chuckle when I read it. When he says, God, I know what I need to do, but not now, not yet.
How many
I don't
of us
want
have
to change
that?
Yet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm enjoying my life the way it is. Mm. I don't want to, you know, there might be hardship ahead for me.
Mm.
But then it came to a point where his relationship with God developed so much that he said, okay, Lord, I'm ready now.
Mm.
And God is so patient with us. We might turn him off and on, but he's on fully, 100% in love with us. Every second of every moment of every day.
Mm, mm. I've just written here just a question for us to think about. Have you felt distant from God? And what caused you to no longer be distant? Because if we think about it as you've described, like a remote control off and on, then God doesn't move away from us. We move away from him.
Yes.
And that's when we can feel distant. And so what have you done in your life to kind of get back to God?
But I've also, on the other flip of the coin, often read about saints who have said for a long time later in their life they felt they felt like God wasn't there for them.
Mm.
Well, they didn't hear God.
Mm.
But because of their past relationship with him, because of what he's done for them and they've written it down or remembered or journaled it or whatever's happened, they then go, no, but you are true. Mm. You are faithful.
So they held on to what they knew.
Even though they couldn't see or feel or sense what they might have in the past.
Mm.
So when they went to prayer, even though they might have felt very dry and humdrum and as if God wasn't there, he was very distant, they knew God was not. Mm. Like the truth was, he's not distant, mm. even though my feelings may not feel like that. I'm not getting the vibes. I'm not getting goosebumps because I feel the Holy Spirit's presence in the room. But you know the truth of your mind and your heart is the Holy Spirit is present mm. in the room.
That's a good distinction because, I mean, our feelings often dictate a lot of
what we do.
What we do, whether we get up out of bed in the morning,
yep.
like whether we go do something or not. So knowing that we're holding on to the truth, which is the truth regardless of if I'm having a good day or a bad day.
Yep.
That can help us.
Persevere, make us steadfast, make us faithful, make us like not fall in love with the feelings that God gives us, but fall in love with God.
Mm, mm.
Even though the feelings are important and good and God brings them and, you know, because we are feeling people.
Mm.
But our love becomes deeper even without the feelings. Think of a marriage where maybe the, hear this right, the sexual chemistry isn't there as much when you get older, maybe. But the love and the depth because of what you've both gone through and persevered and worked with and the highs and the lows and the joys and the difficulties have brought this love into maturity that mm. is stronger and deeper,
mm-hmm.
no matter if the feelings don't seem to be there as mm. much anymore. Mm. But we still need to work on our marriages
yeah.
and have that chemistry back again, even mm. if we're 80 years of age, because we can. I'm just saying, though, it's more than just the feeling, because the world tells us do what feels good. So that means what? You don't do anything that doesn't feel good, meaning feel good for you.
Whereas that makes me think, like, how many things in our life do we do out of discipline? Because we know it's good for us in the long term, but it doesn't feel good
at the time,
like, you know.
No.
But we know that, like just even healthy eating, okay, some days that doesn't feel good. I'd love to eat other things, but I know that in the long term that's going to be good for me. Or you
think
know,
of it, like, as a parent looking after a child. I don't feel like doing it today. I'm tired. Mm. I don't want to help this other person. But the discipline of I love this child, I need to nourish them and grow them and mature them and protect them and help them and guard them and like all the things that we parents do. And so you pull aside your feelings and you take a big sigh sometimes and go, okay,
yep.
just do it again.
Yep. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love that scripture in James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Because it just reminds me that God can't help but want to come close to us or is close to us. And so those times where maybe we do have that feeling of distant, we can be like, okay, what can I actively do to draw near to you, God? Because I know you have to come.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's just a reminder of who God is, of that truth. I put for the weekly challenge, are you accepting or rejecting God working in your life? And I think it's just a good, I suppose, reflection for each of us.
Well, do you invite him even into your life? Because if you haven't invited God into your life, sometimes it's like I can't accept or reject because he's not even there.
Yeah, so we need a starting point beforehand.
Draw him. Mm. Was it
draw near to God.
Invite him into your life and then let's see where he draws you to.
Mm.
And yes, he might ask you to change, to say a yes or a no.
Mm.
Or he might just say, come closer to me.
Mm.
Mm. Love me more.
Yep.
I'll help you in this area.
Mm.
It's not always you've got to change now and be a drastic different person and do this.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be going somewhere deeper.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. You know, you have the love for people. I want to give you more of this love for your neighbour. It can be developing and growing you and maturing you even more.
Right. So that's a weekly challenge. We'll start with, are you inviting him in? Are you inviting God into your life? Well, I hope that that has really blessed you this week. Maybe it's challenged you thinking about how are you feeling as opposed to what the truth is of who God is. And we look forward to chatting with you again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.